Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Most people, quite frankly, have no idea what their mobile devices are doing. They have no idea what the applications are doing and if they're sending data. I mean, we give them permission to do certain things, and theoretically that's supposed to give some knowledge that something's happening, but the consent is often given blindly in many of these cases. And also once we've given the consent, we don't usually have to give consent every time that some data is sent, and it may just very well be it would be inconvenient if that were to really happen, but the reality is we just don't know. And then, of course, Android is much worse than iOS in this regard. But and there are many apps that just send third party data to other people without telling us, and the average person has no way to know, right? And of course, this is made headlines. But the reality is this isn't new, right? As long as we've had personal computers doing things on our behalf without our knowledge or consent, computers could be sending all kinds of information about us now. When I first got into computers, of course, the computers were generally single task and offline, and that was in the stream that the network stream was fairly limited, right? Most people didn't have access to the internet, certainly not IP level access, and so some of that kind of stuff would have been noticed in most cases, we've got phones that do all kinds of stuff and have all kinds of data, and we have fast internet connections. It's hard to know, and most people, right, don't have the knowledge to even figure out it's happening, right? So the people that the targets of this data, right, which could be accidental or on purpose, or it could have a nefarious use or not. People have no way of knowing it's happening, and really no way to stop it other than not use apps. And sadly, as I say, this is not a new problem, right? At some point we have to trust our computers and the applications we run to do things that are in our best interests and not do things that are not in our best interest. And I don't know of a good solution to this. And I don't know if this is something you can even legislate or something that even Apple or Google could enforce in their respective operating systems, how to keep this information. And you have to kind of balance security and convenience and all this other stuff. And so I don't know of a really good solution to this. If you're really, really concerned, then you probably should minimize the use of third-party apps. I mean, that's really the, you're making a choice, right? But most people aren't making an informed choice about this. And I guess Apple does slightly better at this than Android, but there are apps on iOS that do the same thing, right? So it's kind of a problem, but it's not a new problem, and it's only going to get worse. And I don't know. There's much you can do about it except just be careful and be cautious about the programs you download and stuff. I don't know of a good answer to how to solve this problem, but it is an issue, and it's going to come to a head, and something will probably be done about it. And it probably will work out in a way that doesn't work out for us as human beings, it probably work out really well for the companies that are collecting the data. That's what I suspect. But anyway, yet another thing to cause headlines on the interwebs. Nothing new there. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.